even though I was up with the chickens this morning, because of a train delay, I got to the office just in the nick of time. I'm using the trains for the time being, but in the meantime, I'm looking for an apartment closer to the office. Let's discuss.
Welcome to another Happy English podcast coming to you from New York City. And here's your English teacher, Michael.
All right. Thank you, John, and thanks, everyone. It's Michael here from Happy English, and I help people speak English better. And this is Happy English Podcast, episode 718, Time Phrases. For this English lesson, let's take a look at six phrases that you can use to talk about time. These are common phrases that you can use in your everyday spoken and written English. Let's dive in. The first time phrase is meanwhile. We use meanwhile when we talk about one thing that is happening when another thing is happening. In other words, we use meanwhile to talk about two things happening at the same time. For example, cook the garlic, tomatoes, and basil in a frying pan. Meanwhile, start boiling the water for the pasta. I was cooking dinner. Meanwhile, my roommate was cleaning her room. I'm going to clean this room. Meanwhile, you should go to the grocery store. The next one is in the meantime. We use in the meantime when we talk about the period of time between two events, either in the past or between now and the future. In the meantime means during that time. Here are some examples. Attention customers, we will begin boarding the flight in about 30 minutes. In the meantime, feel free to check out the souvenir shops in the terminal. Jane and I haven't seen each other since high school. In the meantime, she got married and had 3 kids. We still have time to get the bus. In the meantime, let's kill time in the mall. Next is for the time being, which means at this time, until or unless the situation changes. The nuance of for the time being is that we expect the situation to change sometime soon. Here are some examples. It looks like the rain has stopped for the time being. Let's try hiking down the mountain. Joe is looking for a new apartment and he's living with his sister for the time being. The boss said that the plan to move to a bigger office is on hold for the time being, but he didn't say why. We use at the moment to mean right now or these days. At the moment also has the nuance that we know or we believe that the situation will change sometime soon. For example, the boss is on another call at the moment. I'll ask him to call you back. Hey, Donna isn't dating anyone at the moment. Why don't you ask her out? Tommy told me that he's too busy at the moment to take a vacation. Next, when you do something in the nick of time, you do it or it gets done just before a deadline. We often use just in the nick of time when we want to emphasize that it happened moments before the deadline. Here are some examples. We got to the train station in the nick of time and caught the express train. Willie finished his report just in the nick of time and handed it to his professor. In the movie Titanic, Jack found Rose at the front of the ship just in the nick of time. It seemed like she was going to fall overboard. The last one is to be up at the crack of dawn or to be up with the chickens, which means to wake up very early in the morning. For example, Mr. Wilson is a farmer, so he's up at the crack of dawn every morning. I have a 7 o'clock flight tomorrow morning, so I need to be up with the chickens. My grandfather always used to get up at the crack of dawn. Keep in mind, the best way to remember this and any other word or phrase in English is to take that word or phrase, write it in a sentence that's true for you or true in your world, and then memorize your sentences. By the way, can you imagine getting the chance to practice this kind of English with me directly? You can get more practice using your English when you join my podcast learners study group. There, you can make new friends, join us for live group coaching every week where we practice these podcast lessons together. Plus, you get access to the PDF transcript and audio download for every Happy English podcast in the past and in the future. And on top of that, each episode has exercises where you can practice this English point with speaking and writing checked by me. To learn more, or to see some of the example sentences from this lesson, just visit myhappyenglish.com and choose podcast lesson 718. Remember, learning another language is not easy, but it's not impossible, and I'm here to help you on your journey.
This podcast is brought to you by Happy English. Please visit myhappyenglish.com. Show your support for Happy English by leaving us a review. Get English, get happy, Happy English.